Tuesday Drive with Stephen.
Now, today I thought, as our show's music is centred around World Pride, and of course enjoying some of the marvellous and diverse music that comes from our LGBTQIA plus community, which they've been giving us for decades, that I'd bring one of our own Triple UFM announcers into the studio. They've got a show each Tuesday, and not only do they share the events that the community is invited to along with some fabulous vibes, it's also a space to share on matters that affect the LGBTQIA plus community. T, welcome to Tuesday Drive.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Tell me how long you've been broadcasting on Triple UFM for now.
So probably in the end of 2019, I did a Disco Wonderland show with my friend Raul. I was a co-host. He reached out and he was just like, join me in my show. And then after that, I started my own show and I sent my proposal and I was just like, this is my mission to do an LGBTQI show.
What inspired you to present an LGBTQIA plus show on community radio?
I think that's a good question. Like, we've just got such a wide community here, and I thought, you know what, like, I've got, you know, people behind my back and just saying, just do it, because I have a passion and I absolutely love what I do, and I like, yeah, let's... For my friends, really. I'm just doing it for all my friends. And I just absolutely love the community. And I thought, just to lend a voice to the younger people here as well, and just to be like, I'm here and I'm queer, you know? And yeah, I'm very happy. So, yeah.
Now, T, I was actually listening to your show today. And mm-hmm. I have to say, you were pretty... damn excited. I'm just going to play this.
Happy Pride. Oh, my God. Oh, what a time to be alive. I've been waiting for this my whole entire life, and I'm so excited. There's so much things happening everywhere, like from the Shoalhaven to Sydney to everywhere and beyond. And it's just such a nice, positive outlook, and I am living for it. Oh, what a time to be alive.
It almost sounds like you've just written a song there. You could just put some music behind that.
I was literally in the verge of tears. As I said, I've been waiting for this my whole life. Like,
why is that? Why are you so excited?
Like, it's just emotions. Like, I don't know. It's for my expression. I grew up in a very strong family, and like, we all had opinions and we all had things to say. And I think I didn't really have that, like, person to look up to. And just when I was 18, I was very out there, and Dad always used to tell me, I grew up in Sydney, and he always used to be like, don't go to King's Cross, it's very dangerous there. And I would be like, why? I want to know more. And I did go on my 18th birthday, which I shouldn't have, but I did anyway. And it was just wow, I cannot believe you just played that.
Well, you know, amazing. I have had some element of surprise live here on radio. Now, I guess you've been sort of fortunate in the sense too that you've seen both worlds. You've grown up in Sydney, so you've been right smack bang, you know, in the middle of the community, and then you've come down to the Shoalhaven, which is mm-hmm. A regional community. Have you found that there are much differences when it comes to tolerance between coming from the city to a region like the Shoalhaven?
Yeah, well, mixed responses. I came about 7 years ago. So when I came 7 years ago, it was a whole marriage equality thing, movement as well happening. And so that was just very mixed thoughts. And I was just like, oh my gosh, where am I moving to? And I was really scared. But I found a group, and I just, shout out to Queers Down South, Brody. It's just incredible. But I've been getting mixed things, and still, you're going to get it everywhere. And even when I grew up in Sydney, like, it was very mixed, and it still is. But I wouldn't change it. I love the Shoalhaven.
Tuesday Drive with Stephen.